Now I invite you into a time of prayer or meditation or reflection, a time in which you can listen to my voice and let it move you or translate the words into your own words that give you meaning, solace, and reflection. Spirit that goes by many names and is beyond naming, we begin with gratitude for the gift of life, for the blessing of waking up this morning, even if we woke in a place of sorrow or despair or numbness. For yet we do have blood in our veins and breath in our lungs, the promise of the next moment moving before us with all of its possibility of transformation. May we be able to surrender to that moment, to grace, to the gifts of community, even when it challenges us. To the power of the sacred as we understand it. To the cycles of nature and time. May we be able to surrender to each of these, letting go of our own power and feeling held in the midst of something greater. We remember all those in our community and beyond this morning who are wrestling with grief, loss, sorrow, addiction, unemployment, difficulty putting food on the table, estrangement from family, all those in our world who are living with war and poverty and scarcity. May we always be moved, our hands and our hearts and our spirits, to be of help in the ways we each feel called to do. We also celebrate all those joys that are among us today, for in celebrating the joys, giving us over, surrendering to that joy, we can more fully be alive. And we are in gratitude for the gift of rain, soaking the soils, promising nourishment and renewal, and also awareness that sometimes rain is too much, just as sometimes in our lives there is too much. May we be able to hold all of this, because there is a love greater than us that holds us. Now I invite you into a time of silence for your own prayers and reflections.